The new coronavirus has brought on, of course, strange times, punctuated by social restrictions, economic struggles, and an overall feeling of uncertainty about the future. But this isn't the first time Newfoundlanders and Labradorians have faced a difficult situation. 89-year-old Marion Toms lives at Alderwood Estate Retirement Center in Witless Bay. She recently sat down with VOCM's Jerry Lynn Mackey to reflect on her early life in this province and to draw some comparisons from that time to the current COVID-19 pandemic.
It's been quite an experience, but I'm used to experiences of that nature, you know. I grew up on a small island, Long Island, in Notre Dame Bay, for the first 16 years of my life. And we were isolated. So when I think of the pandemic and isolation, the first thing I think of, my life. I'd say there were probably 300 on the whole island, no more than that. We only had one-room school. In the winter time, you know, we couldn't get out at all, off the island at all. In the other months, we got out by coastal boat once a week. But winter was complete isolation. Every now and then, a small plane would come and take somebody to the hospital. But apart from that, was complete isolation.
You didn't have phones, you didn't have computers, you didn't have TVs. How did you keep yourself busy?
My family, we were the only ones on the island who had a radio. The only ones, and wow. We got that in 1939 when the war started, you know.
And what was the point of getting the radio, so that everyone could listen, or did you keep it to your family?
Everybody close by listened. They would gather up on the hills, you know, outside, and we'd have the door open so that they could hear, you know. See, it was the time of the Depression. I was born in the Depression years, and then the war started when I was 8 years old. So I had the worries of not enough food, for one thing, during the Depression. Everything was rationed, a lot of food. And there was the worry of the war, you know.
Yeah, tell me about some of the worries that you faced growing up with the shadow of wartime.
Yeah, well, that was my biggest worry. I used to listen to the war news. I should think, supposing we don't win this war, and I was only 8 years old now when it started, what's going to happen to us, you know? Life is going to... And I worried about that all the time.
That you kind of grew up with that sort of sense of fear and anxiety. So, I mean, when did you finally realize, how old were you when you thought, we're starting to come out of this time frame?
Well, until I left home, really. 16. 16, I was ready to go. During the war, food was pretty scarce, you know, we were rationed. And then added to that, the isolation. We couldn't get any food in the winter months. So my father used to have to go out to catch a few birds or a seal, you know. And that was a worry because he went out in a small boat. Supposing the motor gives out. Supposing a storm comes up. He's not going to get back. And that was a big, big worry. That was the biggest worry I had of all. Very young, and all those worries together, you know. Difficult all the time. That's the only way I can put it.
When you left home after you were 16 and you sort of got out in the world and realized that, you know, you had grown up under such a strain.
And it was difficult getting out in an adjustment to the world outside, you know. I was the oldest. I was the oldest of 11 children, actually. But at that time, there were probably three or four of us, you know. But I was the oldest, so... Everything was on my shoulders. We used to have the old-fashioned lamps. If the lamp burnt up, it was my fault because I wasn't watching it.
This pandemic has caused lockdowns. What goes through your mind? Do you reckon back to those early days?
I certainly do, yeah. The isolation of the pandemic. I just could visualize all the time what it was like when I was growing up. Same thing, the isolation. Right? It was all we knew. It was only when we got away that we realized how different life was on the other side. I'm glad you don't have to go through the things that we did, really. Even though it's been difficult lots of times, I'm satisfied.
That was VOCM's Jerry Lynn Mackey speaking with 89-year-old Marion Toms, who lives at Alderwood Estates Retirement Center in Witless Bay. Toms was reflecting on her early life in this province and to draw some comparisons from that time to the current COVID-19 pandemic.